Which brings me to my next section of this talk. My father passed away about a year and a half ago. And we prayed so fervently for him to be physically healed. One night my sister-in-law was sitting with her Bible open in the hospital room. And she asked God to give her a passage. And he gave her Psalm 41, verse 3. And when we heard that the Lord had given Ellen this passage, it really gave us a lot of strength that says, "The Lord will sustain him upon his sick bed. In his illness, thou dost restore him to health." We took that scripture to mean literally that our dad was going to sit up out of that hospital bed and walk out of that hospital fully restored. We came to the conclusion that if we didn't have faith, that we might be letting our dad down. So we're going to pray hard that my dad can get healed. Well, my dad suffered in that hospital room for over 6 months, and we never let up on our prayers. We sat there, sat around the clock. We stayed with him. We prayed this prayer. We believed this prayer. And then one day, the doctors just told us, he didn't say this literally, but he just about said, "You guys are just stupid to keep hanging on. He's on his way out." And we said, "Oh no, you know, God's gonna heal him." Then when we realized that my dad really was gonna go to be with the Lord at that point, somebody in my family said, "Well, I just feel like we're gonna look so stupid in front of those doctors for holding on. And now God's let us down," because, well, they didn't say this, but this was the feeling, that God took him home. Well, God did take him home. But you know what? God did not let us down. God answered our prayers. Because my dad was fully healed. He was fully restored on his sickbed. He did rise up out of that sickbed. He did walk out. You know what? Through my dad's suffering, people's hearts were touched for the Lord. We didn't know it at the time, and it just hit me the other day. He was really called to suffer for the Lord. He was. We'll never know until eternity the full impact of what that suffering did as a testimony to the people that observed that, and to what it did for us in our lives. You know what? We weren't worried about what people thought about our faith. We rejoiced in the fact that our dad was with the Lord. We wouldn't have wanted to bring him back after that, because we knew he was filled with joy and filled with peace at that point, and fully restored, fully healed. He was off his sickbed. We didn't feel like we lost our faith either. As a matter of fact, what we realized was we got to learn that God, in his infinite wisdom, knows what's best. God can heal the most ill person, the most crippled person in the world. My aunt went through the same thing. She was in a wheelchair for 30 years, prayed hard, went to healing services. She never got out of her wheelchair. She suffered too. God called her to suffer. She lost both of her legs in the process. You know what I remember about her? In her last days, she just had a Walkman on, and she had an Andy Griffith CD, and she wanted to hear Power in the Blood played over and over and over. That song comforted her in her last moments. Now she's dancing in heaven, and she's fully restored, and she's off her sickbed. The Bible says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones." Precious in the sight of the Lord is the birth of you and me in the renewing of our minds. God called my aunt and my father to suffer. He might be calling us to be a testimony to healing. And he can do it. That's the beautiful thing. God can do it. He knows far beyond anything that we know. His grace is so infinitely merciful. Jesus chose willingly to suffer so that by his stripes we are healed. I don't know about you guys, I don't mean this to be heavy, but it's encouraging to me. because it's like, I know that if God doesn't want me to have a backache anymore, I won't have a backache anymore. If God doesn't want someone to have cancer, their cancer will be gone. If God wants a heart to be healed, whether it be spiritually or that there's actual physical heart problems, that heart is on the way to healing. All we have to do is ask him,